This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. South Africa's case at the International Court of Justice accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians has embarrassed vital Western trading partners, but also raised its standing as a champion of the global South. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The court ordered Israel to prevent acts of genocide against Palestinians and do more to help civilians. It has not yet ruled on the core of the case brought by South Africa, whether genocide has occurred in Gaza. The ICJ has no way to enforce its decisions, but the case is nevertheless embarrassing for Israel and its allies in Brussels, London, and Washington, D.C. South Africa's case, therefore, may have ruffled feathers amongst vital Western trading partners, but it's also boosted South Africa's reputation as a champion of the global South. And, according to analysts, the gamble is likely to pay off. That's in part because of renewed competition for Africa's mineral resources. China is wooing the continent with money, railways, and tech transfers.
David Doyle from Reuters. Russian President Vladimir Putin is pledging to make public the findings of Moscow's investigation into the crash of a transport plane that he alleges Kyiv's forces shot down despite having been informed Ukrainian prisoners of war were on board. In his first public remarks on Wednesday's crash, Putin repeated previous comments by Russian officials that, quote, everything was planned for a prisoner exchange that day when the IL-76 military transport went down in a rural area of Russia's Belgorod region with 65 Ukrainian POWs on board. He offered no details on Friday to support the allegation that Ukraine was to blame. Ukrainian officials have cast doubt on Russia's claims and called for an international investigation. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com.